Good evening, folks. There's an absolute deluge of news every day indicating the acceleration of changes on our planet as we enter the grand solar minimum. From the remarkable colds and record snows hitting Europe, causing Germany to declare a state of emergency in Bavaria, and Austria to send in the military, to the unbelievable blizzards and, indeed, again, record snows in the U.S. But hey, that's just winter, Christian. That's what they say. Only that's not entirely true, is it? At a mere 9 degrees north of the equator, frosts have hit Munnar in India, devastating the tea crops for which the region is known. These tropical frosts are so unusual that people have flocked from miles around to bear witness to the strange and very foreign stuff. The tourism is off the charts. Here's a promotional video from right now. Reports from Murcia, Spain, called out specifically here as a, quote, formerly safe growing area, indicate significant crop losses due to the frosts there now. Farmers are frantically purchasing frost blankets to try and defend their crops, as we've seen desperate measures from others around the world. But the weakened jet streams don't just allow cold air to descend down from the Arctic. A similar blocking pattern in the southern hemisphere is precluding the monsoons from reaching Australia. The media this week finally acknowledging that the resulting drought is causing food prices to rise.
And wheat is where we've seen one of the biggest impacts of the drought. So the wheat crop on the East Coast is at decade lows, and consequently wheat prices at decade highs. And just to put that in perspective, over the last 6 months, we've seen the wheat price pretty much double. And so today I caught up with the co-chief executive of Baker's Delight. And he said just in 2019 alone, they've already seen a significant increase in the price of flour.
South Africa, too, afflicted by drought in its prime corn-producing areas, as well as a host of other issues, of course. And turning to the global market, which is driving up prices, yes, food prices are definitely rising now, as is naturally inevitable following these continuing extreme weather crop losses. All of this continues to play out as we enter the grand solar minimum. And much more I'd love to cover. It really actually bothers me to see a lot of this stuff just fly by, down the memory hole, without even being discussed in some cases. But the thing to which I need to call your attention this evening is a new media flurry. A ton of disparate outlets pushing out a unified message, the same talking points, making it quite clear that there is an agenda at play. Interestingly, the talking points this time involve the movement of the polls, from nationwide outlets like Forbes to local TV stations, from radio.com to Live Science, even popular webcomics noticing that everyone is talking about the poll shifting. It's surreal. Many of them mention that the government shutdown is precluding an official recalibration of GPS and maps, and they blame Trump. It's pretty ridiculous. In fact, it would be laughable if the actual consequences of what's transpiring were not so significant. Beyond observing that these media talking points are being pushed, and quite hard, over the course of nearly a week now, I want to offer a few observations here. First, this latest blitz does extend across the news media, the science media, political blogs, tech news, as I said, even webcomics. It's a concerted effort to inject the idea of the magnetic pole shift into the collective consciousness, reaching as many people as possible, spanning these different audiences. One might even think that this is a bit of revelation of the method. It's a limited hangout, providing some breadcrumbs for more critical minds, or those just waking up, to be able to dig and learn more, and of course, prepare. But unfortunately, these headlines from myriad mainstream sources are, as we know, also now ranking higher in the search results. So what's happened is they have succeeded at flooding out dedicated independent researchers for these pop science fluff pieces. They blanket the information space and they flood out real information. This makes it harder for people to find real answers. And I do think this is being done deliberately, given an organic increase in people wondering what the hell is going on? What is causing these climate extremes and the record cold temperatures? If everyone's talking about global warming, it doesn't make sense. Look here at the Google Trends data for magnetic pole shift. How could that rising awareness be contained? What can we do to retain control of the narrative? This is how you do it. You make a ton of noise, and you displace, and you flood out the good information. This is a salvo in the information war, folks, and a big one. And of course, they had already laid the predictive programming that this was a function of global warming. That's right. It's our fault. All of it's our fault. The North Pole is moving because of carbon emissions. There's actually a lot more to it, as always. For now, though, I want to reiterate that you should always use just maximum discernment. Critical thinking and discernment are the immune system for your knowledge, your belief system. And there are trolls and co-intel pro everywhere right now. Not just the mainstream media. Here on YouTube, obviously, here on YouTube. Keep your wits about you. You need them, and we need you. For now, I want to recommend, as always, that you prepare, and not just for high food prices. Now is, though, the time to be obtaining and even starting seeds for the coming season. In the Northern Hemisphere, at least, find some good heirloom varieties from which you can save seeds. Start some off, see how it goes. Let me know how it goes. Here are the recommendations from Wartime Gardening, how to grow your own food. Right now, to plant sunchokes, cabbage, horseradish, leeks, spinach, turnips. I also wanted to mention here that I grew a Odessa summer squash from Baker Creek, rareseeds.com, that was beyond prolific this last season. And it turns out now, I can say this, has kept very well throughout the winter. It's not at all actually a summer squash, like a zucchini. No, you'll be disappointed if you think that. It's actually quite tough, like a butternut, but it's pretty tasty, fried up, and it's kept quite well. Spread the word. We're all in this together, and it really will take us all contributing what we can, stepping up and bringing it to the table. The problem is not so much that the tyranny is unified. It's that our resistance to it, in fact, our solution, is fragmented. How can you help that? How are you working to build a better tomorrow, even as the current systems and infrastructure are crumbling? And what are you growing? Let me know. Send me a note, Christian@iceagefarmer.com. Hope you're well, folks. Take care.